This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. It's time for a 100-word story. In fact, we've got a whole bunch of them today because it's the fourth weekly challenge on the 100-word stories podcast. Once a week, I post the theme to the site, which is podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I challenge the readers to come up with their own 100-word stories. And should they have the time, the equipment, and the gumption to do so, record it so that I don't have to resort to forcing my trained midget slave to read it aloud for them. Since Mother's Day is tomorrow, I figured the theme ought to be Mother. And six of you responded with your own 100-word stories about Mother. Who won the weekly challenge last week? Well, let's check the numbers here. It looks like it was Tommy of Striving for Average. Way to go, Tommy. And here on the weekly challenge, the person who wins the poll goes first. So let's start things off with Tommy from Striving for Average.
My mother says she misses me, and my sister too. We both travel, spending a great deal of time away from home, and we know Mom would like to have us closer because she misses us. I don't notice it when I'm away, only when I'm home. It's possible she might miss me when I'm away, but I'm not there to notice, so who knows? Fortunately, I think it's going to continue. At least I hope so. You see, I've talked to Dad, and he has refused to buy her the new, more accurate gun she keeps insisting she needs.
Thank you, Tommy of Striving for Average. How about a new player in the game? Let's go with the rookie, Erica of Garden Spot at TypePad.
The patter of their feet woke me, so I waited until I was sure they had left the bedroom before opening my eyes and throwing off the covers. Great. Even on Mother's Day, they can't let me sleep in. Well, it's a thought that counts. I knew better than to expect flowers or breakfast in bed. I should be so lucky. Still adjusting to the dim, pre-dawn light, I saw the movement on the rug just in time to catch myself before stepping on it. Thanks, kids, I said, carrying the terrified bird into the kitchen. My cats purred back.
That was Erica of Garden Spot at TypePad, and I know the feeling. Nardo's idea of a Mother's Day present is a live lizard. Next up is Andrew Ian Dodge of AndrewIanDodge.com, and, surprisingly enough, a regular here at 100 Word Stories. What has Andrew got in store for us today?
His mother had asked, well, commanded, him to come back home for this Mother's Day. Reluctantly, to shut her up, he took the long trip to see his dear old. He found it odd that she wanted to meet him on the beach so early. She was dressed in a full robe, and more hunched than normal. She spoke, or rather croaked, "A lot has changed since you left, and it's time you knew." That was it. He tossed off her robe and headed for the sea. She never looked back as her webbed feet and hands grasped at the surf.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge of AndrewIanDodge.com, the band Growing Old Disgracefully, and he has a whole bunch of other stories on this site. Just imagine what the father looks like. Probably George Galloway. Okay, who's next? Well, by the sound of the music, it's got to be Allison of Blogged Allison. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This is my response to the fourth weekly challenge, the theme of which is Mother. And this story is entitled Mother's Day. Lucas was comfortable in his dark, quiet world. Gravity did not concern him. Eating and drinking did not concern him. From time to time, he would hear mysterious, muffled sounds, but he would pay them no mind. He was warm, safe. But then things changed. Suddenly he felt pressure, squeezing him, crushing him, from all sides. All at once he was blinded by a brilliant light, and cold air sliced at his skin like knives. A resounding slap! He screamed as much in anger as in terror. Today was the first day of the rest of his life. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Thank you, Blogged Ellison. A unique experience for all you ladies and gentlemen and all things in between. Well, that's it for the stories that people have recorded themselves. I'd better get out the midget. Get over here. Get over here, you evil little troll, you. Okay, here. Here's the script. No, you can't have a lollipop until you've already... No, I don't care if you're going to write the Lollipop Guild. Just shut up and read it. Oh, okay. You can't shut up if you... Just read the story. Read the one by Chris Gradual Dazzle. Yeah, that one. Right there.
12 years old, on the 12th of May. This is my golden birthday, my daughter claims. The one where your age is the same as the day. Every year on the 12th of May, I pause and think of the other mother, the one who gave birth to my daughter. Today I wonder, does she remember that Labor Day 12 years ago? Does she count the years and imagine what her baby looks like today? Her baby certainly thinks of her. She gazes at a blurry photograph every day and longs to know her original mother, the one I replace.
Hey, I think you read that pretty well, midget. Yeah, Chris would be proud of you. Now let's see if you can handle John Beck's story. Yeah, the same John Beck from Insight. Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I know he's crazy. Yeah, just read it.
Clouds settled across the sky like a crowd of gray-suited mourners, taking one last baleful glare down a 6-foot hole. Still, Michaels had to wait. He feared the cold rain pretended by the deepening gloom. He had no choice, though. He had one chance. And, should he fail, he didn't dare contemplate failure. A shooting light, vertigo, blackness took him. When Michaels awoke, he was greeted by a sore neck and strange surroundings. Understanding crept over him. He was inside one of the graveyard's giant mausoleums. An apparition hovered into view. "Who?" Michaels croaked. "Your new mother."
That was John Beck of Inside. Quit humping my leg. Go back to your cage. Back. No, I'll give you the lollipop later. I wish you all would read your own stories so I don't have to put up with that nasty midget's habits. Well, that's all the stories this week. Thank you to everyone who took the time to send in a story, whether you record it or not, and thanks for listening to this podcast. Tune in next week when... Oh, no. Oh, God, I thought I smashed the receiver. Looks like we're picking up a transmission from outer space. That's right, the deranged planet of insane bards.
Planet Z.
Oh, let me just tune it in for a clearer signal here. That echo is really messing with my headphones, guys. Hold on. Okay, Planet Z, you're clear to transmit.
These days, Schenkenbirth makes an excellent mother system for implantable embryo production. Both parents fit into the sampler bag, stuff in 3 pounds of ground beef, pour in the enzyme packet, add water, and then shake vigorously. The enzymes naturally require both a female and male human spit sample, but users have hacked them to allow same-sex spit samples to the delight of gay rights groups. One site I stumbled across shows off a wide variety of animal-human monster hacks, horrifying to say the least. I'll just stick to trying to make a clone. Baby needs a new pair of feet.
And there you have it, the 100-word stories weekly challenge for Mother's Day. Be sure to go to the home of the 100-word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, where you can vote for which story was your favorite this week. What else can you do there? Well, you can check out the archive of the other weekly challenges, waste hours on end listening to the over 600 stories in the library, leave feedback and comments, and look at the pretty ads Pajamas Media puts up there. Well, stay tuned for the next weekly challenge where I post yet another topic for you to ponder, scribble up a 100-word story, record it, and then share it for all the world to enjoy. Or, more likely, delete from their iPod without listening to it, because they can't quite figure out how to unsubscribe on iTunes. Until then, this is Lawrence Simon signing off, and wishing you a merry... Hold on. What's the next holiday?
No, it's not Midget Appreciation Day. Get back in your cage.
Sorry about that, folks. See you next week.